Rory defeat here in the opening Dr. McKenna Cup game. I suppose your thoughts after that?
I suppose disappointing second half display. Probably in the first half, I thought we played quite well. We gave away a bad goal, you know. I think we were caught with a short kick out. And then Eamon Ward was caught letting a man in behind. But second half, to be honest, Derry were miles better than us and fully deserved it. Look, we were probably lucky enough in the end to get away with 8 or 9 points.
Yep. And that first half, I think you kicked 10 wides in the first half. So the threat was there, but the finishing just wasn't, Rory.
Yeah, look, we dominated a lot of the play and we had plenty of chances. And probably a wee bit of an experience, which we had a very inexperienced team out. You know, there's no doubt about that. And just a lack of quality maybe at times as well. But look, it's his first day out for the majority of the boys, so we'll not panic.
Yeah, an inexperienced. Obviously, and the second half told as well. Derry started a team which had no debuts compared to the four that you handed out. And I think it was 7 in total, but their experience told in the end.
Derry, I think, had quite a strong team out, you know, in comparison to ourselves. And I think that told, you know. But look, the way we approached it was we would leave our more experienced players off, give them an opportunity as a pre-season as such to improve, and that's the choice we made. But it'll stand our boys in the long run. It'll be tough for them to take on the chin today, but we explained to them, you know, in the lead up to it, that it's an individual thing and how they can handle it, and that's what we're looking to see. Can we develop 2 or 3 of them?
Yep. And the eyes of that defeat, is there many positives there for you, Rory?
I was quite pleased with the first half, you know. I thought young Eunan Doherty done very well in the first half. So he did. I thought Gary McFadden, he carried a wee bit of a knock into it. Hughie McFadden and Willie Gillespie won a wee bit of ball inside, so they did, you know. But look, overall, it was disappointing.
Yeah, and you used the bench as well. You give a couple of guys, 3 others debuts too.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Look, we were probably unlucky. We intended starting Paddy McGrath and Declan Walsh and Oran McNeillis and Darrell Connor, which have been 4 fairly experienced players, and 3 of them had flu, and Declan Walsh just had a tight hamstring. We decided not to start him, so that left us with no choice but play inexperienced lads.
Yeah, so a bit of food for thought then for the next one against Queens?
Not really, Oshin. Yeah. You know, I suppose, look, we were very realistic ourselves in what we would have expected, so we would. So it's just back to, you know, more hard work on Tuesday now and Thursday, and then build again.
Do you expect a couple of them more experienced guys back into the fold then for that game against Queens?
We definitely would. You know, we would definitely. Paddy and Oran and Decky Walsh all should be okay, so they should. Dara, not so sure, it might be another week. But the likes of Frank Midlin, Eamon McGee, those lads aren't too far away as well. They're not injured or anything like that. Ciar Lacey, Michael, they're all training, so it's just a matter of when we make the decision to integrate them in.
And then in the context of the overall squad and compared to the players of last year, have they all committed yet for 2015, or who are you waiting on to get word back from, Rory?
Well, we're waiting on Rory Kavanagh. Rory Kavanagh is, you know, he's had a long club season, so we kind of left Rory off until January. You know, he's probably the oldest member of the squad, and Anthony Thompson at this point in time is working in the UK, you know.
Yeah. Are they the only two then?
And they're the only two. Leo McLoone's taking a bit of a break as well, right. So we know then. But apart from that, you've the McGees are back, Neil Gallagher's back, Colin McFadden, but they're just all working their way back at different stages. Yeah.
So do you expect to know more in the next couple of weeks where them guys are going to come out?
We'll hopefully know. Now, look, we'll be not rushing any of them. We'll know maybe mid-January. I think Andy Thompson's very clear-cut. He's in the UK at the minute. Himself and his girlfriend are both working over there, so we just have to monitor the work situation.
Yeah. And come the end of the McKenna Cup campaign, when you take on Fermanagh, your home county, will there be a lot more of those experienced players that went the whole way to the All-Ireland final last year maybe looking to start then?
That might be a wee bit early for them. You know, we kind of put them, they only came back really on the 29th, so we kind of put them on a kind of 3-week programme. So, look, they're making good progress. There was about 10 or 11 of them trained there this morning before we left Letterkenny, and thankfully none of them are injured, so it's just a matter of when we feel they're up to speed.
And finally, Rory, just a note on Derry. You start the league against them at the end of the month. Was there many notes taken there today on the evidence of what you've seen ahead of the league opener?
We know they're a good side and they're very impressive. I think physically they've got a wee bit stronger in that, so it is. But look, they've some very, very top quality players, and I thought that shone through in their decision making and their ability to get the ball over the bar.
Thanks, Roy.
No bother, Ashley.